إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، I do testify that there is no one who deserves to be worshipped, followed, obeyed, except Almighty Allah. And I do testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger, the one who is trustworthy, the one who carried the responsibility, and the one who fulfilled the promise of Allah, and the one who conveyed the message of Islam to both mankind and jinn in the best way a human being can ever do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have security, peace, mercy, and bounties upon him, upon his family, upon his companion, and upon his followers, and upon every Muslim male or female who strives hard in this dunya to follow the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, I was asked to give a talk about reflection or moments of reflection upon Ramadan. And it is very important, the word that's mentioned in the topic, and I think the topic is relevant to our time now. The word reflection is a very important word in our life. Whether we deal with the Quran or we deal with the Sunnah, we need to reflect upon the verses and the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because reflection is a key word in understanding. In fact, if we do not reflect, it's a very bad sign. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do not they reflect upon the Quran, or do they have locks upon their hearts? In other words, if we do not reflect upon the Quran, it means that we have some sort of locks, some sort of veil, some sort of barriers, some sort of shield, something that covers our heart that prevents us from reflection. And reflection, you find the word reflection is a very key word in many verses in the Quran. In one of them, the verse that comes at the end of, close to the end of Surah Al-Imran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. You can see the process here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Truly, the creation of the heavens and the earth, there are signs for أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, we can translate them and translate it meaning the smart people. And you see that this definition of smart people that comes here, it's not those who have PhDs or those who are doctors or engineers or those who have high status in society. No, it's open, and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this door is open for every Muslim. Any Muslim can be one of those who are ulil albab, who are smart people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Who are they? Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ Those who remember and those who mention Allah قِيَامًا while they are standing, وَقَعُودًا while are they sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ while they are lying down. So in all cases, they remember and they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the smart people. So one of them is what? To continuously remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alaykum salam. This is one quality. So al-dhikr, yadhkurun Allah in these situations. And then wayatafakkaruna, they reflect upon, they think deeply. This is the other quality. They have a lot of reflection. What do they reflect upon? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ They make deep reflections upon the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in anything. The result of this reflection is what? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ So, as much as you remember Allah and as much as you reflect upon His creation, what would happen? What is the result? You realize the truth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ As a result of reflection, you reach that there is a wisdom behind this creation. There is a day of judgment. There will be paradise and there will be hellfire for those who are disobedient. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ You glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe that there is a day of judgment and there is hellfire and you ask Allah to protect you by saying رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ In other words, remembering Allah and reflecting upon the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to do would lead us to have strong belief. This is the method. We'll go to one of the sayings of one of the scholars, and Imam Hassan al-Basri, he put it in a very nice word. He said, عَامَلْنَا الْقُلُوبِ عَامَلْنَا الْقُلُوبِ بِالتَّفَكُّرِ فأورثها التذكر عاملنا القلوب بالتفكر فأورثها التذكر فرجعنا بالتذكر على التفكر فإذا القلوب لها أعين تبصر ولها آذان تسمع How beautiful the verses His understanding from the verses of the Quran He said that we treated our hearts You know that the problem that we have in our life is from here whether the heart is meaning this or that. The problem that we have is here. Said that we dealt with these hearts, عَمَلْنَا الْقُلُوبِ بِمَاذَا بِالتَّدَبُّرِ with a lot of reflection, a lot of thinking. And this is very important. Reflection and thinking means you need some time. You need to allocate some time. You need to seize the chance of any moment that passes by you to reflect upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, He said that as we dealt with our hearts, the problems with our hearts, by making deep reflection, and then these deep reflection, the result of it was what? Remembrance. That our heart, because of reflecting a lot, it started to remember Allah a lot. So he said that we took the remembrance of Allah, the mentioning of Allah, we brought it back to the reflection, And the result is our heart starts to what? To have eyes to see and to have ears to listen to. In other words, the hearts were opened as a result of what? The two issues here are what? Are tafakkur, reflection, and tadakkur, remembering Allah and mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important as an introduction for this lecture. And now, a whole month passed, perhaps the best month in the whole year, which is the month of Ramadan. Like any guest, any nice guest who passes very quickly, and everybody wishes that Ramadan would have last more than the 30 days, but this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it lasted only 1 month. And we need to reflect upon this, and that's why I divided my lecture into three portions, and it's very easy for you to remember if you didn't bring anything to write. And I think we agreed last time, whenever you go to a lesson or to a class, bring something with you to write. There is an author that says that قَيِّرُ الْعِيمَ بِالْكِتَابِ, document knowledge by writing. Teach yourself wherever you go, and you know that there is a lesson, you should do that. Document whatever you hear by the book, or nowadays you can use the other means of technology in that. When you see the writings of the previous scholars, they used to advise students of knowledge, like all of us, whenever they move with what? With the ink pot, with the, you know, that in the past they used to have the ink pot. And they used to advise them to put it in their pocket and to put something to write on the other pocket. This was the advice of the scholars in the previous time. Why? Because one of our natures as human beings is that we forget. If you don't document, as soon as the lecture ends and you start asking questions, 20% of the lecture would be lost from your mind. And as soon as you reach your home and you find the delicious dinner waiting for you, you lose 30% of what you heard. And I'm sure that if you're married, by tomorrow you would lose 10 more percent. And if you are not married, you will lose 20 more percent. So you're not in a better situation. All situations are not good for you. So next time, inshallah, you bring something to document what you have. I divided it into three what's, so to make it very easy for you. You can remember. Three what's. What did you do? What? You know what? Okay. So three what's. What did you do? What did you gain? What are the fruits that you gained in Ramadan? And what will you do, or what should you do after Ramadan? Very simple. What did we do, in fact, in Ramadan? We prayed, we fasted a whole month, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. And we prayed Salat Taraweeh, and we paid charity, and we paid Zakat al-Fitr by the end. And we made a lot of supplication in this month for us and for other Muslims. In a nutshell, what we did in Ramadan, we tried to be an example of a good Muslim. We tried to represent Islam, to manifest Islam to ourselves and to other people. That's what we briefly did in Ramadan. The second important issue is, what did we gain from Ramadan? I counted here 10, and I'm sure that most of you are young, and may become easy for you, inshallah, to remember them. And I'll challenge you after the end of the lecture, and I'll ask you to mention them. 10. I made them 10, but there are many, of course, but that's what I listed. First of all, you need to remember these things. You need to tell yourself, what did I do? Did I do something good, or did I do something bad? What is the good thing? Because if you have this thing, inshallah, you will benefit by relating it to others, as I will explain, inshallah, in the last part of the lecture. First of all, you gain a lot of rewards. A lot of rewards. You got them in this month. And hopefully, inshallah, all of us should have hit, inshallah, Laylatul Qadr. And all of us know that Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The night of power is better than 1,000 months, which equals approximately 83 or 84 years in our lifetime. And I hope that we have achieved this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have accepted this from us. And that's what we, inshallah, gain. The first thing that we gain, a lot of rewards. many rewards. I don't want to spend all the time mentioning them, but this is the most important one of them, is Laylat al-Qadr. And remember another hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will come the second thing that we learn here. We gained, or we acquired inshallah, taqwa in our hearts. The concept of taqwa, the meaning of taqwa, I want to clarify, it means protection. This is the best translation of the word taqwa. Protection. We protect ourselves from the hellfire or from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing what? By getting a lot of rewards. What happens with these rewards? The rule is what? إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُنْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah. In any system in the world, if you don't find this, you find that you may get something good. But in Islam, you get this something good, and this goodness erases the badness that you acquire. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Not only you get something good, but in addition to this good, to these rewards that you got, what happens is that these good blessings that you got erase the bad deed that you have done in your life. So it's double benefit. In other words, it's double benefit. You get the reward, and at the same time, you erase the sin. Alhamdulillah, وَهَذِي مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. So you gain taqwa, you put a lot of shields between you and between hellfire, inshaAllah. Just to remember, to recall one hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, whoever fasts a day in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance between him and hellfire 70 kharif, 70 falls, 70 winters, in other words, 70 years. For one day fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance, make a big distance between us, as distant as 70 years, 70 kharif. That's what we gain. So we gain rewards, we gain taqwa, we put shields, protection between us and hellfire. We acquire patience. One of the best things that we gain and we acquire in Ramadan through these long days of fasting and these long prayers that we made, what happens is that you gain patience. And some scholars, they say that religion is two parts, two portions. It can be divided in two portions. Alhamd or al-shukr lillah, and then having patience. You can put anything in the religion either here or there. This is one perspective of looking at the religion. So we gain patience through this adequate training that we got by standing between the hands of Allah in the prayer for long times, and we gain patience. And patience is very important for us in three aspects. First, each Muslim needs patience to confront three situations. First, we need patience to resist what? The challenges, the acts of shaitan, the bad deeds. We need patience to be consistent in order to fight these bad things that we confront in the society and in our lifetime. So we need patience for this. And we need patience to continue our ibadah. The ibadah that we make, the prayer we make, don't think that it's easy. That's why we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. We take refuge in Allah. We need the support of Allah to help us, to give us patience and support in order to continue our ibadah. Don't think that what we are doing is something very easy. No. To get up early in the morning to pray Salat al-Fajr in that cold weather, or to do the fasting, or to do any of these ibadah, needs patience. So you need patience in order to continue your ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the other aspect. And the third thing, you need patience in what? In spreading da'wah, in spreading Islam, in getting knowledge, to learn knowledge, to get knowledge, you need patience. The nature of knowledge as Sheikh Abdul Barr says, listen to this. This is the nature of knowledge, whether you like it, whether we like it or not. The nature of knowledge is that it's very stingy, very niggard. This is knowledge. If you give all yourself to knowledge, if you spend all your time doing nothing except seeking knowledge, knowledge gives you little. This is the nature of knowledge. إِنْ أَعْطَيْتَ الْعِلْمَ كُلَّكَ أَعْطَاكَ بَعْضَهُ. You give all yourself to knowledge, but you get little from the knowledge. This is the nature of knowledge. So you need patience while you are getting knowledge. You need patience while you are spreading da'wah, while you are changing other people, changing your family members, changing your relatives, spreading da'wah among non-Muslims. You need patience while you are making all types of jihad in your life. So we need patience for these three things. So that's what we get. We got first rewards, we got taqwa, I'm repeating because I'll ask you, Abdul Majid. We got taqwa inshallah, we got patience, bi-idhnillah, we acquired patience, and we reviewed by completing, most of us completed the Quran once or twice, either reading it or listening to it by the Imam. Most of us did that, some of us did less than this. But this is a reminder that we reviewed the whole issue of Islam, the whole issue of halal and haram. In other words, it was a reminder for us. We reviewed Islam and it is a reminder for us, and there is no excuse for any of us to start talking about riba after we heard the verses of the Quran talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will launch a war against those who deal with riba. And the address is to the believers. The address in this verse is to the believers, not to the kuffar. And it's the only verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about launching a war against the believers, those who believe, is in this, in the issue of riba. And this is very important. I'm just taking this example. The sisters have learned and have heard the verses that prohibit going out without hijab, and how important the hijab is in protecting themselves from hellfire, inshallah. And we reviewed all the issues and of the halal and the haram by reviewing the whole Quran. And this is a reminder for all of us that happened, inshallah, every Ramadan. Number five, we tasted the beauty, and this is very important, the beauty of being obedient to Allah. Have you ever experienced a good feeling in Ramadan? Especially in the last 10 days. Have you experienced this, or few people experienced this? Who experienced it? Raise your hand. Hawla wa la quwwata. You didn't feel any pleasure in Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, another one here. It's just a man. You didn't feel any happiness in Ramadan? It was punishment for you?
No.
It was happiness, right? Why don't you raise your hand? Raise your hand. So the last row didn't raise their hand. And that's why they are sitting in the last row. We experienced this because it's very important. When you do something good, you should feel, tell yourself, alhamdulillah, you should feel happy when you do something good. Teach yourself, when you do something good, feel happy. When you feel that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, love this act. You tasted this in Ramadan because of the lot of ibadah, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped us. Allah shackled the most experienced shayateen in this month to help us experience this and feel the pleasure of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because of what? The many nawafil that we made. Nawafil, the many sunan that we made. But listen to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, ما زال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته أصبحت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجلاه التي يمشي بها. الله سبحانه وتعالى is saying this. My slave, my servant, is continuously trying to come closer to me. By what? By doing what? By doing nawafil. تدعي but not the faraid. The more you increase your nawafil, the more you come closer to Allah, and the more that Allah loves you. And when Allah loves you, what happens? فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ أَصْبَحْتُ سَمْعَهُ. I become like the ear that he hears with. In other words, the ear that he hears with, the eye he hears that you hear with, the hand that you hit with, the legs that you walk with. In other words, that all these parts of the body submit themselves to Allah. And they are used in the obedience of Allah. How to achieve this? By doing a lot of nawafil. And we have done a lot of nawafil. 20 rak'ahs, 8 rak'ahs, 23 rak'ahs in Ramadan. And by this, we, inshallah, hopefully, we hope that we became closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is number 5. We tasted the pleasure of, tasted the happiness of someone is writing, alhamdulillah, he has got the benefit of getting paper and pen with him. But those with white collars, they don't like to carry anything. What else did we gain in Ramadan? You realize something very important. By making every night almost dua, we realize that a dua mukhul ibadah. Supplication, including with it the prayer, is the essence of the whole worship. The whole worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is represented by what? The supplication that you make. When you are making supplication, you achieve a lot of things that you don't feel. First of all, you realize that when the dua is mukhul ibadah, we made a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the benefits of this dua is what? Every time you make dua to Allah, what happens? You kick out gradually shirk from your heart. You kick shirk, you kick it out, shirk. Some people have some sort of shirk. They may believe that other people may benefit them or may harm them, or one sheikh in the grave may help them, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they address him and he would respond to them. This, when you made dua, you kicked out all these types of hidden, some of them are hidden shirk from your heart. Why? Every time you bid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you realize in your heart He is the only one who responds to you. This is very important. A lot of people don't realize that they gain this. But if you remember what you did in Ramadan and what you do usually in Ramadan, and that's why the best position that you are close to Allah is what? Is when you are putting your head on the ground, submitting fully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him whatever you want. So this is very important, that when the more dua you make, you address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you kick out all forms of hidden shirk from your heart. You know that the only one who responds to the dua is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not anyone. It's not Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not ulama. It's not shiuch. It's not people of power. It's not anyone. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best human being does not respond to you. The one who responds to you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, what you gained in Ramadan, you kicked out shirk and you gained tawheed in your heart by this dua. Isn't it amazing? So remember that, to know what you gained in Ramadan. How many were mentioned now? 6? I think 7 at least. 8, you realize that dua mukhul ibadah, and you kicked out shirk from your heart. Then you learn the importance of the unity of Muslims, that we used to make dua, Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat. So you are here, and in your dua you are including every Muslim, every mu'min and mu'mina, whether they are alive or dead. And the people in Bangladesh, they are doing the same thing to us. The people in America, I'm sure that they are doing the same thing. The people in Somalia, they are doing the same thing. You feel that the whole Muslim share this meaning with each other. I make dua for other people, and every Muslim make dua for me and for every Muslim. This is a very, very, very beautiful meaning that we need to spell it out as I'll explain in the last portion, inshallah. So this is something that we gained in Ramadan because of the dua, the extensive dua that we made in Ramadan by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua for all Muslims. And this is something that should be extended later. And there's, inshallah, hopefully one day I'll give this lecture here. It's called Shortcut Ways to Paradise. It's very important for those people who are in the West, businessmen, have no time. Time is very valuable. They want to make shortcut to paradise. And even in Mecca, by the way, you find people in Haram al-Makki, in Mecca, within Mecca, they don't go to make prayer in the mosque, right? Except on the night of 27. They want to cut it short. Anyway, this is sometimes the one of the traps of the shaitan would come to you by under shortcut ways of getting into paradise. One of the best ways, when you make dua, anytime you make dua, and I have heard this wallahi from one of the, if I'm not mistaken, I heard it from Ali Tamimi. He mentioned that Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, before he died, the last words that he was saying, Allahumma ghafir lil muslimin wal muslimin. You see that he's smart, very smart. He could have said that, Allahumma ghafir li, 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 right? He could have said that because he's busy with himself. He wants to save himself. But when he says that, Allahumma ghafir lil muslimin wal muslimat, he is included in them. So he gets reward for every Muslim in the whole world. See how to be smart? When you make dua, don't be selfish. When you make dua, when you ask Allah, right? Ask Allah for big things. Allahumma ghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. So that's what we did in Ramadan. That's what we did. We need to learn these things after Ramadan. Whenever you make dua, you say, Allahumma ghfir li wa li walidayya. Right, and you stop here. Allahumma ghfir lil muslimin wal muslimat. Everybody is included, and you can say that wa khussa minhum, especially my parents, especially whoever. Yes, you can make that. But if you want to be smart, make dua for every Muslim, and that's what we did in Ramadan. These are some of the things that we gained, and we realized because when we are busy in this life, in this materialistic life. And in this dunya, we usually forget about what happens to our brothers in Chechnya, what happens to our brothers in Somalia, what happens to the Mujahideen in Palestine, what happens to... We forget these issues. But in Ramadan, every night almost, we heard some sort of dua calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support the Muslim brothers, the Mujahideen, everywhere. And this is something that you need to know, that your brothers are in need of your support and help financially, at least the minimum is by your dua. So these are some of the things that we gained, inshallah. Hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped us to gain them. And by this portion I have to take off my, alhamdulillah, today we have a warm weather here. The last portion, yes, one of the lessons also that I forgot to mention that we gained, inshallah, is something that we gained. We emphasized on the fact that says by becoming Muslims who perform the prayer regularly. We kicked out one of the diseases that every human being suffers from, is what? Is being stingy or niggard. Look at the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون. Truly, a human being is born impatient. This is the best translation I found. But anyway, whatever the word impatient means here, in this context, it means these two things. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. Whenever a problem or a calamity happens to him in life, what happens is that he is fretful. This is the nature of man in general. You lose a job, you lose your child, you get a disease. This is the nature of a human being. This is one thing. So when a human being gets a calamity or a problem in his life, he becomes fretful. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him blessings and gives him money, he prevents this from other people. This is the nature of human beings. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except who? إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Those who pray. Not everyone. Not everyone who prays. No. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. And the condition is what? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. The key word here is what? دائمون. They pray regularly. They don't pray for some time and leave other time. They don't pray Fajr on time and combine all the prayers by the end of the day. Some people are smiling. It seems that not only the people in the United States do that, but it seems that the people in England and in other countries do that. Some people, because of the effective work, they try to combine prayers together and put them at the end of the day, or and they make them like that, kick them very quickly. These are some of the things that we gain, but what will we do inshallah after Ramadan? Before I talk what will we do, I mentioned six things here. Before that, I need to establish a fact. And sometimes we think that this fact is in our mind, but our actions say something different. The fact is that إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبُّ رَمَضَانَ. Allah is the Lord of Ramadan, right? And He's the Lord of Shawwal, and He's the Lord of Dhul Qa'dah, and He's the Lord of Dhul Hijjah, and He's the Lord of all months. Some people would say that all of us know that. Yes, but you act differently. Now, we will raise questions now. How many of you prayed Taraweeh in Ramadan? Raise your hand. Well, some people didn't pray Taraweeh. Good, alhamdulillah. How many of you prayed Salat Jama'at Fajr? Fajr prayer today in Jama'ah. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. High, very high. Do you see the difference? Is there a difference? You don't see it because you don't not confront it. There's a big difference, right? Big difference. Why? What? Why are we doing this? Why are we in Ramadan doing our ibadah very well done, as if that there is a Lord for Ramadan, that we worship Him very much in Ramadan, and after Ramadan there's another Lord and we do not respect Him very much? This is one of the meanings that goes in our hearts. We don't spell it out, we don't say it out, but this is the reality. Not only that, most of you, if not all of you, raised their hand when I said Salat al-Taraweeh, and Salat al-Taraweeh is a sunnah. It's much better if you have raised your hand when I asked you if you pray Salat al-Fajr fi Jama'ah. Much, much better to make it in Jama'ah instead of Taraweeh. Salat al-Taraweeh is sunnah, but Salat al-Fajr, Salat al-Subh is fard. And I said that this is one of the ways how to be smart. The best way to come close to Allah is first to do the fara'id. The fara'id first, number one. Not the nawafil. Not the nawafil. What we did in Ramadan, a lot of people would come to make Salat Taraweeh, and then the following morning they don't pray Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah. They don't know how to play it right. They don't know how to do it right. To do it right, make the fara'id more important than the nawafil. I'm not asking you don't make nawafil, but make the nawafil after the fara'id. You have to put the fara'id in front of you. These are the things that if you don't do, you don't go to paradise. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you about is not Salat al-Tarawih, is the five prayers. So this is one of the ways how to be smart, to make a shortcut to paradise. Yeah, so this is very important. In other words, our actions say that there are two gods. Of course we don't mean that. But this is the meaning of Allah. Why do love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much and respect Him so much in Ramadan and after Ramadan? We drop, we make a drop. It seems to our mind that there are two gods. So you need to change this type of very hidden and subtle shirk that goes in our hearts. We need to work on that all. We need to know that we did this in Ramadan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped us to do it in Ramadan. We have to extend it, as I will continue inshallah. Okay, so I established this fact. I hope we establish it in all of us in our mind. The first advice. Okay, let's make this day, I call it, I hope you don't call it bid'ah. No. Make it the day of promises. Today, make it a day of promises. You promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are going to do something. And remember, when you do, promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill it. Because Allah loves those who fulfill their promise. The first advice is not make as much promises as you can. No. Make as little promises as you can. You want simpler than this? More simple than this? As simple as this. Make as little promises as you can. But when you make a promise between yourself and Allah, fulfill it. So this is the first advice. Today, tomorrow, as soon as you can, make promises between yourself and Allah that you are going to do things after Ramadan and keep this promise. Some of these promises is something like you used to read Quran one part on one portion of the Quran every night or every day. Teach yourself this. Read a page, read a whole chapter, read half of the chapter, read half of the juz. Whatever you make, you can make promise to Allah, but fulfill it. At least one page. Do you know how long would it take you to make one page, to read one page? How long? Less than 5 minutes. And when you read it for 5 minutes, take one ayah of it, one ayah only, and reflect upon it for other 5 minutes. Try to get another book that would explain to you what does this ayah mean deeply in this. 10 minutes, make a promise like this. Make any promise. Make a promise like, every day I will never miss a day, I will pay a penny, or what? What is the smallest amount here? Huh? Whatever he said. Yeah. Make a promise like that. Make a promise that you are going to make 2 nights Salat al-Tahajjud. You make 2 rak'ahs or 4 rak'ahs at the last third of the night. If you cannot do it, make it 1 night only. Select this night, okay, say the night of Jum'ah or the night of Sabt. Teach yourself this and keep doing it and fulfill the promise. Remember that you are going to make a promise between you and Allah. Not between you and your parents, not between you and your boss, not between you and anyone. Between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fulfill this promise. So this is the first advice. Make as little promises as you can. Second is thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of us forget this. Forget, as I mentioned, that the religion can be classified into 2 portions. One of them is patience and another one is thanking Allah. Remember this. Keep your tongue vivid, wet, by mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by thanking Him. And if you read the Quran, you find the word Alhamdulillah in the beginning of the Quran. To tell you that how important praising Allah is. Keep this meaning in your, every minute you have, just thank Allah. Say Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah. Make your tongue
with by remembering Allah, by thanking Him. Thanking Him, you ask me that, and made a lot of friends. You didn't know a lot of friends, what? Every day, do you know how many joints do you have in your body? How many? Huh? 360 joints. 360 joints. You need to pay charity for each one of them. Every day. How many of us pay 360 charities per day? How many? No one. There's another shortcut way here to do it. Just making two rak'ahs of Salat Duha. If you make two rak'ahs at Duha time, you know Duha time? Yes. If you make two rak'ahs, as if you paid 360 charities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you don't need to make charities. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us? Try to reflect upon why the word Alhamdulillah is the first word in the Quran and the first word that we start every rak'ah in our prayer. It gives us that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah for being born Muslim. Thank Allah for maintaining, for helping us to maintain Islam up to this moment. How many Muslims lost their religion? How many Muslims became sinners? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helped you to fast Ramadan. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these blessings that you have still now, and a lot of people losing them. If you don't believe me, go to the nearest hospital and see yourself, compare yourself with others. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these things. So this is the second thing that we need to do after Ramadan and continuously. And the third thing is that we did our prayer, we did our fasting, but we don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted them or not. Can anyone guarantee that his prayer was accepted or his fasting was accepted? No one can guarantee. And you see the difference between us and the best generation that lived on this planet. The best generation that lived, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did they used to do? They used to do what? To make supplication to Allah 6 months after Ramadan. 6 months asking Allah to accept their fasting, to accept their prayer in Ramadan. You see how to be smart? You see how to be smart? This is what. 6 months you insist on Allah. Because Allah loves the one who is insistent, who is persistent. Oh Allah accepted, oh Allah accepted, oh Allah accepted. Never get tired of this. Allah doesn't get tired. Allah loves you when you make this, when you ask Him continuously. That's why the companions used to spend 6 months asking Allah to accept their fasting and their qiyam and their good deeds in Allah. And the other 6 months or whatever is left is what? They used to ask Allah what? To help them reach the Ramadan, the coming Ramadan, and make them do what? The good deeds in Ramadan. See how smart we are? How many of us did this after Ramadan? How many times? Yes, if you made it twice, raise your hand. You asked Allah to accept your deeds after Ramadan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. You see, 10 out of 70? Or 80? You see how to be smart. Keep these things, and I want you to write them. And I'll ask you to mention these six, inshallah, after the end. It wouldn't be tough. I help you. So the first one is make as little promises as you can. The second one, thank Allah continuously. The third one, insist and persist in your dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6 months. For your deeds in Ramadan to be accepted. Number 4, yes, keep or extend the spirit of Ramadan that you got in Ramadan. In Ramadan we got adequate training. We've been trained to fast a whole month. Was it difficult for you to fast? Was it difficult for you? Was it difficult for you? Why is it difficult for the kuffar? Very good. Because we don't love Allah. That you, because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, it's the blessing of Allah who helped you to do the fasting. Wallahi, thousands of people and millions of people cannot do that. It's the help, the support of Allah who makes you make the prayer.
See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the prayer. What did he say? وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. It's very hard, the prayer. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِ.
Except those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes the prayer easy for you. If you don't do that, it becomes very tough. And I have seen it by myself, Allah. I didn't understand this verse until I saw one of the so-called Muslims saying, I cannot put my head on the ground to pray. See, that I cannot imagine that I put the best thing in my body to put it on the ground. You see, the kibr, the arrogance, he doesn't fear Allah. If he knows who Allah is, he wouldn't have said this. And this is the meaning of وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. That's what I'm saying, that make reflection upon the verses. When you see an event in life like this, try to link it, connect it with one of the verses. And when you know this, talk to other people about it. So extend the spirit. You started learning how to fast 6 months. You got enough, 1 month. You got adequate training. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see how Islam is designed. After Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages you to what? To fast 6 days. Right? In Shawwal. Why? To extend the spirit of Ramadan with you. And then after that you are encouraged to fast Monday and Thursday. And you are encouraged to fast the day of Arafah. And you are encouraged to fast other days. And you are encouraged to fast the 3 days of the moon. Yes. In the middle of the month, you are encouraged to do this. So extend the spirit of Ramadan. Now you got adequate training on fasting, on Qiyam. Take this with you and extend the spirit with Ramadan. Let it live with you. For try to apply. But the beauty of fasting, the hadith that you got now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep a distance between you and hellfire 70 years. Keep this in mind and extend it in your life. Number 5, I hope you're counting. There's something that I think the European in general and the American in particular, I'm sure that the people who live in England would be mad at me because I say that. They, when they taste something good, they talk about it. Wherever they go, they talk about it. Any experience, they think that it was good for them, they talk about it. We need to do like that. We need to spell it out, to speak loudly about our experience in Ramadan. Subhanallah, how much happiness I felt in Ramadan. Everybody you see after that, talk about it. Talk with him about it. Talk with your kids. Talk with your brothers and sisters about your fear. Talk with your parents. Talk with your friends, talk with anyone about the happiness that you felt in Ramadan, the changes that happened to you in Ramadan. Just speak it out. Speak loudly about it. Wallahi, you may speak something loudly. And I have brother Ajaz with me. He is my teacher, Jazakallahu Khairan. I knew him from 23 years ago. And I still remember some of the words that he mentioned to me when I was leaving Riyadh for Indonesia. I told him that, what do you want from me, brother Ajaz? And he said that, I just want you to duplicate yourself. Just make a duplicate of you. Make change another one to be a good person. I remember these words 23 years ago or 22 years ago. If you spell Islam out to other people, it becomes vivid. Why? Some people may not like 95% of what I said, but 5% of you may like what I said. It remains in their minds. You see what I'm saying? And not only that, what I said, you may have better words to put it out, and you take what I said and you tell them other people, and you put it in a better way, and other people will remember. We need to share our good feelings, our obedience to Allah, our love to Allah, what we did in this month, to share it with other people. Don't keep it in your heart. it's not enough to feel that this is something good that you experienced and you gained in Ramadan. No, talk about it with other people. Brother, we ignore these things, but they are very important. Very important. You know, for example, how the radila or the bad deeds spread? When the people who do them talk about them. How lovely when you drink wine. You feel very intoxicated. You would love it. Just do it. Because of these talking, they spread their evils. And we experience the good things, and because we don't spell it out, we don't speak it loudly, it doesn't spread. It doesn't spread. You need to spread this. Yeah. The last one is what actions speak louder than words. Take an action. Take an action. Change your mindset. You used to have a specific mindset towards other issues, towards things that happened, and in Ramadan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you to change this. Start redirecting your mindset. Start to the correct position, of course. If it is already in the correct position, keep it in the correct position. Start changing your attitude. Start changing something in yourself. You used to do something bad before Ramadan, and in Ramadan you kept away from it. So take an action to start changing yourself. And by the way, there are two important seasons that happen for Muslims. The month of Ramadan, when you observe people, if you are experienced, when you observe people after Ramadan, you will find a lot of people change something in themselves. Okay, you found a brother who is doing better than you. So instead of having envy in your heart, again it can say that I'm going to take this quality from him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep this quality of him. You find a brother doing something good in Ramadan or a sister, you would take this thing from him and apply it in your life. Start, add something positive to your life after Ramadan. I'm sure that all of us got a lot of things. All of us had sins before that, and in Ramadan we acquired a lot of good deeds. So take one of the things that change your action into other months. And the last thing is that ittaqullaha mastata'tum, protect yourself from hellfire as much as you can. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. I leave the floor for question.
Me.
Huh?
Leave the floor for me for 2 minutes.
You want 2 minutes to talk? Okay. He's my teacher and I have respect my teacher. And but I wish that you have spoken before me, because you will erase whatever I said. Okay. But do you need this stick to speak the two words? Okay, I'll keep away.
We are the sons except from all of us. All praise Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulih al-Kareem. Wa ala assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Professor Mandruh made the song for acceptance in his journey, his stay, and his visit here, and to be with us. He is a brother of great abilities and action. And we find very, very unique brothers, no contradictions, at least what I have seen in the period that he has mentioned. So when I studied under him, from him in 1970s, and I had to learn great from these brothers. In addition to what he has said, I just like to put it in simple language. كتب عليكم الصيام يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. The whole job of fasting was to create taqwa and to make the Muslim muttaqi. In our meaning would be to make every part of our body, our components which make us Muslim. In the nights of it, we learned to be a Muslim by listening and reading Quran. To its meaning and message. And during the day, we put ourselves in the folds of this law. From our mind to the toes, we try to make every bit of ourselves Muslim. Don't eat from this time to that time, law of Allah. Do not drink from this mouth. One mouth. And from the same mouth, do not tell the lies. When you eat, eat halal only in the permitted times. When you drink, drink halal only. When you speak, speak the truth. And do not misuse it to backbite the accusations and condemning the people, shouting on them, abusing them. Misuse of the mouth. Suddenly, the one who could not stop backbiting, he was not fasting. In fact, he was starving and he was thirsty. Means here that activity, the proper use of the organ is needed. That was the intention behind it. To make the mouth Muslim. Whatever goes into it, whatever comes out from it, it has to be Islamic. The ears, the eyes, your movements in the folds of the skin which covers us and makes us, which displays us. إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Your ears will be asked, but ears to listen, they record as well, they make the audio. But the eyes they see, not only they see, but they make the video. And your skin, which takes you around, which has folded your bits and pieces, which makes you inside. And they make every part of you. Your video is being made. Your hands, your fingerprints are on the show and all the time active. Your footprints. And every heart has got this unique system. No heart biologically is the same, you should know. As the fingerprints are very special and unique to the man, so is the heart. Today, أَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Your hands will be asked, your feet will be asked, and your mouth will be seen. إِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّ نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ إِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah SWT has protected this Quran. It's an evidence of you. And we have appointed on you the angels to record your activities. Are they being conducted in accordance with this revelation or not? The whole message of Ramadan was and is to make oneself Muslim from the top to the toes. And what are the reflections on this? Do we continue to make what we have experienced in those 29-30 days? That was getting used to Islam. Do we continue to reflect, is that Islam for the next 11 months? مَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا وَغُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Who was fasting according to the rules and regulations, believing in Allah to take reward from Allah. And then of course, Allah has forgiven. because the forgiveness was promised and it has been awarded and given. But do you want to keep it up all the year through, or you take it? It was the month of repentance. Every sin has been washed, but now, would you like to put another sin on it to review? No. We shall not. My brothers, I have to stop here, because your time is 10 to a 9 to. But just to tell you another thing about this, you shall know that this time your brother, she has kept so beautifully. How many of us and how much we feel to be at this time fighting against this Russian cartel, violent, Muslim, atheist. If you truly feel, then you are a Muslim. وَمَدَّمْ جَهْتَمْ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَيْسِمِينَ. The one who doesn't feel to be there defending the cause of Islam, fighting out this evil in the form of communism, socialism and nationality of the land and the language, there are problems. Fasting did not help them. My brothers, all these nationalities, they came to exist at the cost of Islam. Remember my statement. Remember what I said. Every nationality came to exist at the cost of Islam. Muslims are one nation. If Islam spreads and 6 billion human beings today, they accept Islam, 6 billion would be under one flag. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاتقون. Those people who are the nationals, geographical, linguistic, color, money, matter, they cannot benefit from this Islam. They cannot make sure that they have benefited from this Ramadan teachings of Kitab Allah wa Sunnah Rasulullah. Remember this. Do not carry the nationality in your heart. Free yourself and free the others from this. To free the others, you need a lot of strength. Strength means unity. And unity is that unity which is rooted, linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Walladheena ma'ahu wa shiddaa'u 'alal kuffar ruhamaa'u bainahum tarahum ruk'an sujjadan yattawuna fadlan min Allahi wa ridwan simahum fi wujuhihim min athari sujood dhalika mathaluhum fi at-Tawrat wa mathaluhum fi al-Injeel kadhalika in akhraja shatahum fa'adharahu fastawaba fastawa ويجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Example has been quoted of those people who accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they were the right and left and the back and the front of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. They loved each other. The reflection from Ramadan. Do you love everyone around you more than you? If you do, you benefit from Ramadan. If you don't, do something about it. Muslims must love each other, one another. My brothers, love also means if he does wrong, stop him. Out of love, be that he is your father, mother, brother, cousin, uncle, brother, neighbor, distant, whoever. مَرَّا مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدْهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ فَذَلِكَ غَفُورٌ. Whomever you see doing wrong, Russian at this time, Serbian at this time, Greek Orthodox, these Orthodox, who take that they go to paradise by raping our daughters, our sisters, our mothers, killing our children, killing us, destroying our lands and the water and our crops and everything, they will go to paradise. Because this is their belief. To stop them. Stop them. Think how to stop. If he is not a Muslim, ask him to accept Islam. If he is in Islam and doing something wrong, tell him this is not for this, not in your interest. My last thing is never be in an activity or wish to be and it's not Islamic. It may be your business, it may be your mouth, it may be your hands, your feet, anything. Never indulge yourself. Why? It may be your last activity. It may be the last activity of the mouth. Eating, drinking, speaking. Don't put this Islam. It could be the activity of your mind. If this is against Quran, do not employ your mind on this. If this is from your hand, don't be an enemy to your hands. Don't work against the interests of your feet. And don't work against the interests of your skin. Today we are going to burn because of your decisions. My brothers, Britain needs an exemplary society. Our business should be a reflection of Islam. Our family should be a reflection of Islam. Our individual should be a reflection of Islam. And we are a united display of Islam. Let us set a beautiful example as Allah SWT described, which I read, and that Muhammad he spread Islam like the farmer spreads the seeds on the ground. They germinate, they grow, they become stiff and tough, they flower and fruit, they stand shoulder to shoulder. And the farmer, he looks around, he said, what a beautiful crop. That was the crop Muhammad Rasulullah he left behind. The people, they were scared from the Sahab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that بَإِسْتُ بِالْرُعْبِ مُسَافَةَ الشَّهْرِ I have been given that my fear in the heart of my enemies 1 month before the enemy can reach Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be under the fear of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslims, we have to become such that these kuffar, they should be afraid of us, not that we should be afraid of them. Remember, we have to pass so many stages, but if this is not the case, then we do not qualify in Islam. It's important. وَكَرَّ خَفِيكُ لُوبِهِمْ مَرْرَوْبَ يَخْرَبُونَ بِيُوتْهُمْ بَيْدِهِمْ غَيْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَاَتَّبِرُونَ يَقُلِ الْأَبْتَابِ We have put the fear of the Muslim in the heart of the kafir. If our fear is not in their heart, something wrong with us, they are okay as shabby. Let us do something about it. Set a beautiful example in action. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبْرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ أَتَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Do not mix up Islam and kufr. Sort yourself out as Muslim. حتى الله سبحانه وتعالى سنن is حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب. Come out clean and let us be clean together in Islam and let us give this Islam to the kafir. Every kafir needs 1.4 billion Muslims today. There are only 4 kufar to every Muslim. Let's make up of them Islam and let us display this Islam on the face of earth, and everybody has a right to this Islam. Let's do our job. And we thank the brother. He has been very kind to us. And as you know, that brother, our Muhammad and the brothers we have met, And we are very, very old brothers in Islam. We love each other, we take care of each other, let's support each other fast, and support each other against kufr. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairan. This is exactly what I said, that the fulfillment of when you spell some words, another one would bring and would put these words in a better way than you did. And that's what Brother Ajaz did. I forgot to tell you something that really makes us happy. When you come here in my place and you see all these faces, you will find all of them young people. And this is very, 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 very beautiful sign, except you, sir. But this really is a good time to have such young people are here, because this, the future of Islam, inshallah, will be in your hands. Inshallah, we need to bring up this generation in a good way. I promise that we will have some questions, and this would be good for the two brothers Abdul Majid. We're not going to ask you, and we're not going to ask you, but we'll take two questions if we have. One question from the brothers and one question from the sisters, if we have. If not, we'll say Assalamu Alaikum. We'll have a word from Brother Abu Muntasir, and we'll say Assalamu Alaikum. No question? Alhamdulillah, no understanding. Good.